Indie Can Radio is back. Who knew? From the streets of Toronto. Not the studios of Toronto, but the streets of Toronto this week. So much going on in the summer. We'll be talking Vans Warped Tour. We'll be talking the Toronto Independent Music Awards. And we'll be talking Hillside Music Festival. Last year at Hillside Music Festival, I had the great pleasure to record Mother Mother. Here they are, live in the studio at Indie Can. Okay, rapid fire questions for everyone. Just blurt out first thing that comes to mind. Music heroes.
Jimi Hendrix.
Jeff Buckley.
Oh, God.
Aretha Franklin.
I don't know.
Daniel Johnston.
And Daniel Johnston. Aretha, you took mine.
Oh, God.
You gotta be quick with this part of the
game. Frank Black
for
Ryan.
Frank Black.
Frank Black.
Okay, where the name Mother Mother came from?
Ryan.
Danzig.
It was already taken, so...
Yeah, we had to double it. Totally for legal reasons.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There was like 10 things on the internet that you could find under the moniker Mother.
No kidding.
So they asked us to change it so that they wouldn't get sued.
Our original release was just Mother.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do you feel like Mother Mother now? Is it like home for you?
Yeah, totally.
It worked.
Yeah, I actually kind of like it better.
Yeah.
Now... It's like a little more soft around the edges or something.
Playful, yeah.
Playful.
Playful indeed. What did your parents want you to be when you grew up?
Happy.
Happy.
Yeah.
Wow, you're a well-adjusted band. But for the most part, for all of you, pretty supportive.
My parents are hugely supportive.
Yeah.
They've told me since I was quite young that they plan on retiring on my riches and flying around the world to see me play shows, so... It's a little bit of pressure, but you know.
How old are they? It depends. How many years you got?
Yeah, they're pretty young. I got some time.
And what's the coolest place you've seen on the road so far? Some place that really stands out for you where, wow, I'd come back here.
New York.
Obviously. I go back to Santa Barbara. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it was kind of like Eden there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like the ice fields driving to Jasper.
Yeah, that's
that was incredible.
Beautiful too.
In the winter. It was amazing.
Yeah. I didn't really go back.
Amsterdam.
It was cold
Amsterdam.
And windy.
But that wasn't with this band. But that's what I want to go
back to. That wasn't with this band, but you're going back. Might as well bring them with you.
Yeah, totally. Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's Mother Mother.
Thanks, you know, Joe.
Go thank Mother you. Mother,
thank
go.
You
so
much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care, Mr. Jism.
This one's called Touch Up.
And you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Emotion is slow. Anything. Into the darkness, if you dare, to walk amidst the sleeping air, where ghouls be seen and ghosts be near, beyond the gates of hell you fear. There hide and shadows lie in wait, a bitter end will be your fate when shocking terrors come to sight. These are the creatures of the night.
Days before the boozing and the rose. guess I'll never learn a thing. They say time heals everything, but the scar never fades away. If I'm a perfect tragedy, then isn't anybody listening? And they say time heals everything, but the scar never fades away. If I'm a perfect tragedy, then isn't anybody listening? Anybody listening? Anybody listening?
I love that arrangement. That is Brianna Stewart from Vancouver. The song is Perfect Tragedy. Out here in Toronto, it's a perfect day. It's just a little bit of breeze. Isn't that stifling humidity? It's really kind of nice out here. And anyway, Brianna, thanks for sharing that CD. She helped me bookmark a set of Ontario artists, or largely Ontario artists, with a couple of Vancouver bands. Before that, The Creep Show, which is part of our, what we would call our Warped Tour coverage this week. I didn't actually see them, and I don't have any pictures or a t-shirt, but I went there with the expressed plan of seeing The Creep Show perform at Toronto's stop on Vans Warped Tour. Vans Warped Tour is 44 stops. It starts in California. It ends in California. It comes up to Canada four times this year. Toronto, Montreal, then it ducks down into the States where it's safe again and reemerges in Saskatoon and Calgary. Being in Toronto was somewhat controversial for those up in the, so what I call the 705 area north of the city. It's been in Barrie for a few years, and it was great for them to have a world-class concert, you know, right in their own backyard. And now they had to drive an extra hour to get to Toronto. And oh well. I have nothing to do with that decision, and I don't know how it was arrived at, but certainly there were some advantages, disadvantages, all documented at IndieCan.com if you want to go check out our commentary there. But anyway, I had talked to Creepshow's said stand-up bass player about interviewing the band, and we were going to talk about how big they are in Europe and how you know, psychobilly is going strong there, and Canadian bands are revered, and here it's hard to get anybody's attention, but that's a Canadian tradition of, you know, taking what we have for granted. But it started raining just after my sunburn set in. It started pouring, and it was about time for Creepshow to go on. I went and checked, and their stage was packed up, too exposed to the elements. I went inside. When I came back, another band was playing, said, "Hey, how did you like Creepshow?" So I missed them. Like, they came on, they must have done a short set, and I couldn't see anybody. They packed up, their tent was gone, and off to Montreal. But I promise you, we will get Creepshow into IndieCan and explore that band's brains to a greater extent. Before that, a couple of Hillside This Year numbers. We had Spiral Beach with Kind of Beast, trying to look at a darker, deeper Spiral Beach, I suppose. Great tune, liked it. And before that, Broken Social Scene, featuring Brendan Canning. That song is Hit the Wall, if it's new to you. And before that, Mother and Mother, something not on their current album, Touch Up, and the title track from Touch Up. And Oh My Heart is going to be the name of their new record. It's coming out in the fall. I got a chance to hear that in the studio. They sort of, it had become part of their live set, so I've seen it performed a few times. And I just recently heard it on their MySpace. So it's morphed into something a little different than what I remember, but it's pretty cool. And I'd invite you to check that out, and we'll look forward to their next release, Oh My Heart, from Mother Mother. On deck, with last week we had talked a little bit about the Toronto Independent Music Awards. Eden Ants came to mind because they were the very first band I saw at the very first Toronto Independent Music Awards I ever went to. Before that, Down With The Butterfly just got a VideoFact grant to do a video to this song. I love this song. I've played it here before. I don't know how long you've been around, so you might know it, you might not. But close your eyes and imagine what this song tank might look like. Not if you're driving. Thank you.
Saw it. Hello, IndieCan Radio. This is Adam Ender of Eden Ants, and the song is called Oh Nicole.
How does the brothers thing pan out in the rehearsal studio? Do you seem to see eye to eye or come at things completely differently?
Most of the time, yeah. We kind of understand each other, either on musical level or just sort of brother wavelength, where we'll just look at each other and I'll know what he's thinking when we're working on a new song, if it's good or not good, or that's the direction or not the direction. And we like a lot of the same kind of stuff. So,
yeah, I think it's also because... our parents are great and everything, but they are not music lovers in any regard. Like, they don't have music
love. But yeah, we've been jamming in their basement for 14 years.
Right. They don't mind us being there. But I think it's also the fact that we're on the same kind of wavelength musically, even though we've both gone through different phases, is that the fact that we both got our first true, like, taste of music together watching Much Music in 1983. You know, the first time when it aired, and
We got it right when it came out.
We would watch that, like, all day, all the time.
Twisted Sister, that was the shit.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to take it, define the next 20 years of our lives.
So, have either of you ever worn spandex? You have to be honest with our listeners.
I've done a little
here.
PVC.
We used to wear, like, really ridiculous outfits when we first started. Because we were... this band, Eden Ants, started because we wanted to make future rock, okay?
Yeah.
So we wanted to make rock from the future.
Somehow the future rock ended up in the goth scene.
Yeah.
So we ended up dressing. That's where the future rockers hang out.
Yeah. We were really, for our first 2 years, we were very popular in Toronto's goth scene.
Somehow, even though we didn't even look like goths at all.
But then, you know, kind of influenced us, started dressing a lot more glam. And there was some like really, really atrocious fashion decisions that were made. For sure.
Well, that happened to Kim Mitchell too, so you're not alone.
But, does he still wear spandex?
I don't think so.
That's the thing that kind of keeps us going though, is because every day you're like that much closer to whatever it is, right? I mean, I'm like closer today than I was yesterday. So I mean, that's what kind of keeps it going after all these years. Because I mean, why stop now? We've achieved things. Like I could quit today and still claim that this band Eden Ants has been very successful. I mean, we've achieved things that like I never planned on achieving when I started. I just wanted to, all my life I was told that I was an awful singer, that I had an awful voice. So for me it was just about seeing, hey, I can do this.
Hey, Leonard Cohen wanted you, know?
Yeah.
He's a big fan of Leonard Cohen.
Yeah, Leonard Cohen is a major influence of mine. Cool. So it was just kind of like, you know, I think life's about just kind of getting out of your comfort zone and seeing where it can take you. And so far, I mean, this road has been twisty and turny, and our last independent EP, Take What You Want, just hit number one this month on CIUT 89.5, which is amazing because, I mean, the thing about college radio is that it's actual DJs, music lovers,
yeah,
that are playing music that they want to play, unlike corporate radio, which is all super, yeah, contrived.
Yeah, you can't send them a fruit basket, right, and a roll of hundreds.
Right. Right. There's no payola, right? So it's great that when all our hard work really influences, you know, that kind of support locally. And it's great that we're finally getting that support locally because, you know, it's necessary to. I mean, this is our city. We love Toronto. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And I think it's a great music town. Very happy to be part of it, and it's just really nice to finally have some sort of recognition within the actual Toronto scene.
Now, Joe, you're staying pretty quiet. How did you get messed up with these characters, and what does your mom and dad think about it?
Well, in the beginning, when they were in the goth scene, there was also quite an extravagant Smoke and Lights show. And so my primary function at that point, before they had a drummer or a bass player, was the high guy that liked to play with the lights. So I was always around, and then Ryan got introduced, and they kind of realized it wasn't going to be the same sound anymore with a live drummer, and I was just kind of always around.
He was there.
I was there. And
he kind of knew how to play guitar a little bit.
And the band had a bass. And I picked up the bass one day, and yeah. That's and really then nice. I bought a bass a few years later. And yeah, it's fun. My parents are happy, I guess, for me. Thinking of my parents, it's not really something I want to talk about on the show, but they're doing.
Maybe Dr.
They're
Phil.
Happy, yeah. More of a
That'll be a different segment. Yeah. You've got the best T-shirts in the band. Like I love your sinking boat there, and your Luddite shirt. I would pay you money for that.
That's a good
one. I designed that.
Shine.
Hi, I'm Olga Gorius from the Besnard Lakes, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Come on in. If you could find a seat, we'll get started in a moment.
My weakness is my greatest strength. And all that I'm saying is I can't be stopped.
You've all taken a big step coming here to deal with your addiction. This is difficult for you, but let's take some time to hear how you're coping. Who'd like to start?
Hello, my friends, I am Jay. It's my first time to AA. See, my edible addiction has got control. I'm not too good at this thing. Talking about how I'm feeling, if I got too far, or do I just need more? Well, here's the thing, you see, divided in half from this dichotomy. And I can't help but hurt the ones that I love and the ones that I need. This endless hunger that I feel unravels me by the sea. I've tried to push it down inside, but the fact remains that I hide it, having no other way. Hello people, I am Chad. I thought I was cured, but I'm back, cause the night was my weapon, but the rhythm won the war. Stop thinking in rhymes. The doctors all tell me I'm fine. Say my heart's been bouncing to the beat ever since I was born. Yeah, I'm dreaded and I don't care what all your people say. I go feed my addiction every day. All ya keep your lives living tired and so pain. Cause I love the feeling of this thing pumping through my veins. You say it keeping me in chains, but I say it free me from Babylon reigns. Hold now I real high on reggae. I go here's the thing, you see, divided in half from this dichotomy. And I can't help but hurt the ones that I love and the ones that I need. This endless hunger that I feel unravels me by the sea. I'm growing stronger each day. I've tried to push it down inside, but the fact remains that I hide it, having no other way. I've tried to push it down inside, but the fact remains that I hide, having no other way. You tried blue collars, tried the white, tried to change but nothing ever fit right. I cut my strings and I put down my mark, but I lost myself. And I tried living my life clean, but my sickness became my disease. Now I need my fixes more consistently. Now I'm in too deep. I can't be stopped.
That song is AA. I thought it was time for an intervention, and I brought Stalefish here to speak to you. Stalefish also played Van's Warped Tour. Again, I don't have enough time. I seem to be running out of my hour, but you can go to the website for more information. They kind of got rained out too, but off they went to Montreal. But anyway, their album is called Audible Addiction, so the song AA might not be what you think. But great tune, don't you think? And one more from Vans Warped Tour, Montreal band, good ska band on Stomp Records. I got this album from Lorraine Mullen of One Night Band on one of my early trips to Montreal. I'm going to play a song from that. But first, Jim Armstrong is having a birthday. He invited me to his birthday party, but I'm going to be at Hillside, so I couldn't make it. Last year, Danielle Duvall had a birthday at Hillside, so I'm thinking, Jim, Danielle, you should have a concert together sometime. The week before or the week after your birthday would really suit me, so I could go. Otherwise, I'll be at Hillside. Anyway, this is a great song off of Mudtown called Hole in His Heart. It means a lot to me. Thanks, Jim. We'll see you soon.
There's an old man named Bill living in the trailer park on the side of the road. You can hear him cry after it's dark and all of the dogs have come down. And he speaks of a girl he once knew. Many years ago they fell apart. Hear that lonesome train whistle howling in the distance, tells the sad, sad truth. Thank you.
said you're sorry.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.